Hey guys, welcome to episode 2 of the Red Delicious Boys. I'm your host Simon with my co-hosts John and Andrew. And don't forget, we said it already, but we're a subsidiary of NerdThat.com, where you can go for podcasts and short films and reviews all from all of us and special guest stars from time to time. They're not special, they're just people we happen to know.
I'm moving the microphone again slightly.
How dare you take out down that apple while I was doing the Macarena?
It's not an apple.
How dare you strike the son of Odin?
If you scream...
I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it.
I would have thrown 3PO at you.
I need some hold.
Alright, so I'll play on a short film for whoever it kind of matters to.
Me.
Just the three of us.
We can make it if we try.
Act
just
one.
Just the three of us.
Just a couple friends that we're hanging out.
Act one is like 75% complete. So that's something.
We're making steady progress, boys.
I just need to find time because it's kind of a drag to edit, but it's fun also too. So, okay. I was gonna save it for the end, but I think we'll just kind of save news for it later. But we're gonna start off and just talk about like some current stuff. So, did you guys see how Burbank was on fire?
I don't know anything you just said.
Nope.
Burbank, California.
Like Burbank. I go to Burbank every day.
I did see
now knowing about that. Knowing
I think it was on Michael Rooker's thing.
Now knowing California, it was physically on fire.
Literally on fire. Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah, like literally, like because it's not the Hollywood Hills, but the hills near Burbank were just burning. It looked like it was the beginning. Oh, this is the end.
If you smoke a cigarette in California, the entire state will go up in flames.
Yeah, I mean it's crazy. And then Houston's like underwater. So we got Atlantis.
Oh yeah.
Similarly, if you open a package of meat in Florida, you will be ripped apart by alligators in a matter of seconds.
We're hungry old people.
My cousin lives in Houston.
I'm sorry.
No.
I'm sorry for your loss.
But the parking lot around her apartment complex has like this giant wall. No, it does have cars, yes. But it has like this giant like wall surrounding it, so it's just like this little like safe haven.
Your cousin is going to be the villain of the Waterworld apocalypse novel. who lets people into her safe haven for a fee?
Hey,
Joe.
I want to watch Mad Max Fury Road again, but I spent like 5 minutes staring at my Netflix queue because I couldn't make up my mind if I wanted to watch Who Framed Roger Rabbit or Nightmare Before Christmas. So I watched Adam Scott's Little Evil.
Why?
Have you guys heard about this movie?
Kind of.
No.
It's got Evangeline Lilly. It's got Adam Scott. Clancy Brown.
Just to clarify, Adam Scott is Ice Town Man.
Ben Wyatt. Nice. And then you have Evangeline Lilly's, of course, in Hobbit. She's Wasp. And she's Lost. And then Clancy Brown. He's the
voice man.
He was in Highlander.
Well, you know what, Andrew?
He was in Shawshank Redemption.
Some of us can memorize song lyrics instead, Andrew.
And he's Mr. Krabs and Red Hulk. But he's like a cult leader, and it's kind of weird, but it's fine. It's pretty paint by numbers. They have a nice bonding moment at a water park. It has a good comedian. His best friend, really, really, really annoying. Like, I hated every second she was on screen.
The only Adam Scott property I acknowledge is Krampus.
Krampus is pretty good. Adam Scott's a good guy. He's a good man.
Except for the part where Ice Town cost Ice Clown his town crown.
Okay.
Alright,
As of this recording, yesterday was 19 years later for Harry Potter.
No one cares.
I care.
No, that holds no importance for anyone.
Not even J.K. Rowling cares anymore.
That's actually
J.K.
True.
Rowling's too busy making her characters gay.
Who?
Stop booing me, I'm right.
Who?
J.K. Rowling.
No, but like,
her characters.
Who's she making gay?
I don't know, man.
Dumbledore.
She's
semi-confirmed that Draco is a werewolf.
What?
Yeah.
That I relatable so. Moment when you're not famous anymore, so you make people pay attention to you by changing your characters.
She's definitely pretty famous.
From a decades-old long series.
I, I, think she's so famous.
Yeah, she's pretty famous.
Stop hurting this moment for me. I'm still the one excited for Fantastic Beasts 2.
You fool! I do not want to see that
Johnny Depp scream.
I don't even remember the Johnny Depp scream. I just remember that it happened.
No, Johnny Depp never screamed in that.
Yes, he does. Murder on the Orient Express. I thought we were talking about Fantastic Beasts.
Not in Fantastic Beasts. In Fantastic Beasts, he just sort of like whispers for a bit, and you can't hear him.
Is he the one that's in a relationship with young Albus Dumbledore in the second one?
Yes.
I want to.
They were.
Is it a relationship?
That's what I've heard.
Give me gay Johnny Depp or give me death.
Well, I'll say though, for Harry Potter. Oh, yeah. Now we know how to kill Tom Felton. Silver bullet.
Oh, yeah.
Now, should we elaborate on why we have a plan to kill Tom Felton?
No, we're not elaborating.
No explanation. Because he was mean as Caesar in Planet of the Apes. So, ladies, too, is school is starting back up for us soon, which that should not affect our podcast schedule.
You know, I really wish we had, like, planned this whole let's make a short film and make a YouTube review series. Like when summer started.
Yeah, we still have time in the school year.
It was like August. It was like August 25th. It was like, hey, you want to make a short film?
Don't you touch my 3PO? Oh no, he broke his back. He's in the red spine too.
There was like several seconds of silence.
We're just staring at a dead body of 3PO. So that should not affect our. Oh, yeah, we're doing it on there, but I think we're planning to see it Friday after school. Would you guys be up for that?
Perhaps. I don't think I have anything to do.
When is it again?
Friday after school.
I don't have anything planned, no.
You know I had to do it to him.
Wait. So, this made no sense. It's a personal thing. Did you get a Snapchat from Sophia today?
No.
Alright.
No. You brought it up. We're on live TV. What is it?
It's not television. It's...
Then it's what's the live TV screen?
But it's not even live.
I wasn't sure if you guys were talking again, because she invited me to her 16th birthday party.
She swipes up on some of my Snapchat stories and leaves witty comments, and I'm like, haha, thanks for talking to me. Thanks for accepting me as a person again.
That was sad. Okay, well,
take me as your plus one.
She's gonna say like an invite. No, that's not important. Okay, now we're gonna transition to the core topics of today.
Newsies. It's not a fine life. It was never a fine life.
Christian Bale's.
Don't insult my Bales again.
He's gonna be in an Adam McKay's new movie with Sam Rockwell playing George W. Bush.
Are they going to recreate
Ben Benjamin in that closet?
What? Are they going
to... I'm going to check.
Wait, no. You stay here.
Are they going to recreate the iconic George Bush moment where he says, Hurricane Katrina's not going to get away with this, we're going to find her?
Sure, we're good. Let me make sure
I saw Benjamin in his room when I walked up here.
Well, I didn't notice him. I just make sure he didn't sneak in.
Everyone knows he can move at the speed of sound.
He's Kid Flash. Impulse. Okay. So, time for the casting talk about time. That works?
Yes.
The kid from Pirate 5, Orlando Bloom's son, is cast as a Dick Grayson Nightwing.
I saw an article questioning whether or not he had the right butt to be Nightwing, and I was like, you know what? I'm unfollowing comicbook.com. Give me back superhero feed.
I mean, he is, like, someone did earlier that he is... But DC Comics' first male sex symbol.
It wasn't even a post from comic book. I was like, you know what? This is what pushed me over the edge to unfollow comic book.
Well, they also did make a whole article about that.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, people are like, people want a more ethnic choice because he...
Don't we have enough?
Well, Nightwing is Romanian. He's the Romanian roots, right?
I don't know.
In the original, when he first appeared.
I don't... All I know of DC is The Flash.
When he first appeared, they never hinted at that, but then once they started to develop him more, I think they...
And he's, like, deep... His whole family's Romanian. He's technically ethnicity, so it's like... I understand that argument of why he should be a little more ethnically diverse, but still.
The show is diverse enough. Cyborg is going to be an Asian man.
They only have three actors, so two of them are white, so it's not necessarily. Alright, so are you guys okay with it for now?
Yeah, I mean,
it's whatever.
I think it's safe to say the most news-stirring casting of the Titans show has been Anna Diop. I'm going to call it Dio.
Anna Dibort.
Anna Dio Anna as Starfire.
I was watching... Sorry. Wait. You finish your thought.
I mean, really, I don't care because she's going to be orange. But, like, why... If she's going to be orange, then on one side, why does it matter? And the other side, why does it matter? But just for different reasons. Like, why do you care? Like, studio executives, why do you care if she's black? Angry internet fanboys, why do you care if she's black?
It's whatever. I mean, props on diversity.
Like, stop. Stop whitewashing and cast the alien actress representation we deserve.
Well, on the list now, this movie's in the thing. Hellboy 2. Actually, let me...
That movie came out several Hellboy years
3.
Ago.
That was Hellboy 2 Golden Army, sorry. Do you want to pause it too? I'm watching The Simpsons today. I forgot Michael Jackson guest starred as a fat white man.
Who thought that he was Michael Jackson?
Yeah, and he's not credited because he couldn't be credited from some contract issue, but still, good episode.
I didn't know that was actually him until, like, later on.
Back to Hellboy. So, Ed Skrein is known as Francis from Deadpool. Coming back, he actually left Game of Thrones to be, like, the new transporter. Like, what a fool!
Why would you... I didn't even know he was in Game of Thrones.
He was in 3 episodes, and he left, so they had to change his actor. But it's kind of weird. So he was in Hellboy as Major Ben Domino, an Asian character. So if you're upset with this and say that... Okay, I'm going to go over here. Say that whitewashing should go both ways. I disagree there. White men and white women are abundant in Hollywood, to the point that like almost every... Like, they did a thing, and 5 out of the 7... Like, this is, like the smallest box office weekend of the year, and 5 of the 7 of those were led by white people. Like, you need not one of the... Like, white people can get any job they want. Asian actors have struggled finding work. Feels like, oh, it should be double standard. No. Cast the Asian character. If there's an Asian in the comic books, cast the right person. It's stupid.
But I am glad that Ed Skrein cleared up why he was leaving. Because, I mean, when I first heard... that Ed Skrein was leaving due to whitewashing controversy, like, before I heard his explanation all that, I interpreted it as, like, someone called him out for it, and he just kind of, like, backed off, and he was like, okay, I'm leaving then. But no, he did the right thing.
It was a good thing to do. Like, I bet you he will get so much work now. Like, he's working on a major franchise, and I bet he will get so much more work from people that have, like, so much more, like, love for him doing this.
I mean, well, is it going to stop Hollywood from whitewashing?
No.
Not entirely.
Also,
remember when some people were kind of mad that Danny Rand as Iron Fist was whitewashed, even though
he can't be whitewashed. He can't be. Yeah.
That's the thing. I heard people say that.
Well, I get the argument for that in a sense because they wanted someone who could actually do all the stunts on their own. They, like, wanted to just cast like someone like that guy played the drunken. A master guy, whatever.
Yeah. As much as I don't like Finn Jones, he did explain in a press conference, like, a while after Iron Fist came out, that he learned choreography on the first day and that they kind of rushed him through it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they clearly gave him more time to work on it in Defenders.
Yeah, Finn Jones press conference. Stop hating on me. They rushed me.
Stop hating on me. That's the Defenders' job.
I did see something with him and Charlie Cox on IGN, and he actually seems like a generally nice person.
And Charlie Cox pretended to be blind so he didn't have to look at him.
I mean, I don't think he's a nice person, but I mean, he's not that great.
He looks like a nice person, and I see his smile, I'm just like...
Don't put my feet on your lips, okay?
I never did.
You almost did.
Kiss it on the mouth.
Don't you dare. I spent $8-$9 on that. I'll kill you.
Pucker up, baby.
Give me my 3PO back.
No.
So, final verdict. Ed Skrein did the right thing. Good job, Ed. Yeah. Good job, Eddie boy.
Cast Bruce Campbell as Lobster Johnson.
Hey.
BRPD.
I'm Lobster Johnson. I'm a lobster.
Hey. Who could have been to a cabin in the woods?
I'm Bruce Campbell. I slapped my own ass in a Disney Channel movie.
It's not a Disney Channel movie.
It was on Disney Channel.
It was heavily promoted on Disney Channel.
Okay, here's the whole life thought process today. Should I watch Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Should I watch Nightmare of Christmas? Should I watch Sky High again?
should I just replay the scene where Bruce Campbell smacks his own ass?
I honestly love that movie now. Like, this is like one of my favorite Disney movies. Okay. We got some... Actually, no. We'll do a different transition.
We got some Splatoon, too.
Hey, guys. No, we don't.
You want to install the Splatoon app on your phone and play some Splatoon 2 with me?
Dude, my sister got that game.
Dude, my sister got that game.
She made a mistake.
She had a 106-degree fever, so my dad was like, yo, you want to switch games? She was like, give me Splatoon 2. And I was like, Dad, we were gonna use that. We have Zelda.
Do you have Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, though?
We have Mario Kart 8 already for the Wii U, and they said they didn't need it. And I was like, you fools, but they wouldn't listen. Just kiss me already.
Live it up to the name. Alright, so, some Marvel news. Marvel news, too. I said Marvel news, too.
Would you die for me? No, that's too
now
easy.
I feel like we need to do the Joker thing.
Would you?
Because you just said,
for me.
Oh, I kind of skipped over.
Hunka hunka.
Sorry, okay. So, the Hollywood Reporter, a very credible source, put out an article that said that Leo is DC's pick for the Joker, and supposedly that's completely wrong, so that's kind of surprising, but...
I thought the Hollywood Reporter said that Ben Affleck wasn't going to be Batman, like, every day.
No, they said he might be out. They haven't said a definitive answer. But, in terms made the thought that like, Leo is playing Joker has made Jared Leto very upset, and he told his agent, he's like...
I do want beef now.
Oh, yeah. He's mailing them, like, dead pig cart, like dead pig carcasses. It's the method role.
The David Ayer was too afraid to tell Jared that they stopped filming, so he's still waiting for him to call cut.
His band's pretty terrible.
I didn't know he... Oh.
30 Seconds from Mars, yeah.
Why you need a band, Jared? You're already movie man.
Oh, don't take it from me.
I'm pretty sure he's music man first, though. I could be incorrect.
So, like, who would you guys probably have as, Joker instead of...
Not Dylan O'Brien. Why is he your typecast for every edgy teenage character?
I wouldn't mind Will Poulter.
Honestly, if this weren't an origin movie, I'd probably have casted Willem Dafoe.
Yeah.
But also, rant. Yeah. Why is this Joker movie an origin movie?
We know what happens.
Well, it'd be cool. No, we don't know what happens. That's the good part.
This is their way of saying we're sorry for the Killing Joke animated movie.
They can pull us off if they do it like Killing Joke, where it's ambiguous.
Where Batman has sex with Batgirl.
And you don't know what's happening. So, like, you don't know if this is the truth or he's making it up.
I do not want another David Ayer fever dream. That movie, Suicide Squad, I thought I was on LSD. I don't do drugs. I've never touched a drug. But I was watching the movie and I was like, where am I?
But you touched David Ayer.
Joss Whedon had an affair with David Ayer. They're both bearded, slightly balding men.
Are you still looking for Benjamin in the closet?
Oh, checking the time, checking the audio levels.
He's looking at the sticker that says good things are to come, reminding him.
Oh, God. Alright, I don't know if anything to add to the whole Joker thing.
Yeah, who's gonna be the villain? Batman? Why isn't it just a Batman movie,
then?
It'd
be cool if you have other, like, villains, like, rising up in the crime ranks, too.
I mean, there doesn't have
jokes and riddles.
Not for an origin movie.
That's too soon.
Okay.
I would just see that in a regular Batman movie, but...
Not for an origin movie, though, because...
Yeah.
Not only would he have to meet the Riddler, but also fight him.
You know what? My elbows really hurt because we were playing Nightcrawlers last night, and they hurt from the carpet.
Charlie, we don't play Nightcrawlers anymore.
Isaiah sat on it.
Special guest star, Isaiah.
So then, the final place.
I don't want to talk about the DCEU anymore.
We're going to keep talking. So, Suicide Squad 2 has been delayed.
Good.
Because I thought all of their movies that they just confirmed, except for the ones that they're already working on, so...
Only Shazam.
Have just been, like, delayed.
Why don't you just focus your time and effort on Shazam, because you already got the dude.
Justice League's being Justice League Dark's being rewritten. Then I think Batgirl's being fast-tracked for one of them.
Oh my god.
But then Shazam is still... The only one's actually in Aquaman's in production, Shazam's in pre-production. The ones that are confirmed to be happening.
I think...
What about the Flash movie?
That's not in, like, production. We don't even know. Right. That could be scrapped completely.
I think DC was like, hey, Warner Brothers, read these instructions on how we want to set up our cinematic universe. And they're like, hey, we could skip these parts. Make our own spinoffs.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but the reason why is because Will Smith has the new Aladdin movie, and it's Ang Lee's Gemini Man, where it's Will Smith versus a younger version of Will Smith.
Hey, Will Smith, why not just come work for Disney now? You're Genie. You're the Genie now. That's your role. That's your name. Come over here.
Also, Gotham shows some new Scarecrow and some new Batboy.
I thought those were set photos from the Steel reboot. Right,
wait, talk about
I have
this.
A fun wait, fact wait, about wait. That Batboy wait. Costume.
Talk about this. I'll be right back.
Okay. So, there was this Mockbuster that I once heard of. I forget what it's called, but the costume was basically just a Batman mask with the ears cut off. And, like, it was, like, a mix between Batman and Daredevil, and that's what... And it looked exactly like the costume looks in.
Question. Why is his helmet octagonal?
I don't know.
Also, I thought those were pictures from an upcoming Steel reboot. Where they blackwashed Shaquille O'Neal.
Hancock sequel!
No!
Yes!
No!
Yes!
But I don't like the Batboy suit. I think it's too soon for him to be Batman. He's just like... Hey.
How many times have they shown the cowl already?
How many times do we have to watch his parents get shot? So many. I'm tired of it.
How many times is Uncle Ben shot?
I've come a long way from being the boy who killed Uncle Ben. Pizza time. No. Pizza time. No. He deserved it, didn't he?
Don't you understand?
I wanted pizza time. The video is great.
Have fun editing that, Andrew.
What? Why?
I've come a long way
How dare you attack the son of Odin?
I've come a long way from being the boy who killed Uncle Ben.
Do you guys even actually talk about the whole
Yeah,
Batman
we did
thing?
A bit.
His face is stupid and octagonal shaped. And I don't like it. It looks like steel.
It looks like a Mockbuster I saw. Up there
it looks like a white steel.
A white teenage steel?
Yeah.
Fair enough. Okay. So.
So.
Didn't they have a sneak peek at Gotham by Gaslight?
They did, yeah, but Jack the Ripper, who I feel like knowing it's going to be Joker.
It's because DC is afraid to use its own villains.
Jack the Ripper is not really like a... Oh, it's a few black masks, and he takes off the mask, and he's actually Joker.
Boo.
Do you get the reference?
I get the reference. That was the worst plot twist I've ever seen. That was worse than the Mandarin twist from Iron Man 3.
That was terrible. Ben Kingsley was great as Mandarin. And then they ruined that movie.
Yeah, well, the Arkham Origins
was
worse.
Great until that point.
I like the part where he kills a man.
Because he messed up with his Dora the Explorer wristwatch.
Rhodey should have been that movie more.
Hold on, wait.
I don't like these uncomfortable pauses.
I saw this meme once.
John, they can't see the meme.
No.
This is audio.
I can read it off.
Follow RG Solid Snake.
Follow IG Salad Snake for free pizza time shirts. Don't actually do that. He's not giving away free pizza time shirts. We didn't sell you that.
Sponsored by IG Salad Snake.
Sponsored by Daddy Salad Snake. Please love me.
Alright.
So, like, it's basically showing that, like, Iron Man 3 is beat for beat Incredibles.
Why do you do this?
Why don't I do this?
What dark corners of the internet do you go to where you find this?
He hits a table, Colossus shakes his head, and then picks up the mic. Stop! Stop!
Where's the dwang?
Okay, so we have other news involving the other side of the pond. Marvel Comics.
Oh, they still exist?
They don't exist until, like, either A movie is coming out, or B, they just randomly drop a new trailer because DC just dropped theirs.
Jeremy Renner's doing a set visit, and he's on the farm. He's Hawkeye.
Fun fact, there's less bullseyes in that target than in the Age of Ultron. He's getting sloppy.
Who cares?
You do.
I do care. He's not getting sloppy.
He's gonna die in Infinity War.
If he dies.
Isn't he already in Avengers?
Actually, you are already dead.
He has a 6-film contract, and I don't think Thor counts. And if Thor does count still, it's Thor, Avengers 1, Avengers 2, Avengers 3,
Civil War.
Wait, so I don't think Thor counts. So then that's 5 movies. You should do one more then.
Hawkeye Netflix series.
There you go. Have his family be Skrulls. Ring
Daredevil versus the Circus of Crime featuring Hawkeye.
Ringmaster.
Well, Ringmaster already exists.
Exactly.
He's a good man. I know him well. Stop slamming your hand on the table, bro. I'm taking 3PO back.
No, I need. Fine, I'll take Flash.
I need it.
Steve.
Who's Steve?
Steve McQueen.
He's dead.
No, he's not. Turn around.
No!
He's just giving you a back rub.
It's like the Ellen DeGeneres show. It's like, so we know you're a fan of Steve McQueen. Yes, well, look behind you. Oh my god, Ellen, you didn't.
We dug up his corpse. It's a whole, like, bag of bones you're throwing in the guests. Oh my god. Did you see? It's, almost a 15 years, maybe, since Hurricane Katrina or whatever. But Kanye and Mike Mars did a promotional video for it. Mike Mars just sang his lines, and Kanye goes out on this whole thing about
how George Bush hates black
people, and he's like, talking about how he needs to save them. Like, it's Mike Mars just doesn't know what to do.
Mike Mars is like, I was the Cat in the Hat.
You dirty hoe.
I'm 19, baby, I still love you.
Okay, Nevins. Time to die!
It involves murder.
Dun dun dun! Serial arsonist.
That movie's gonna take a second life. Like, it's actually good. I will stand by that.
The comedy is surprisingly good. Like, I thought it was just gonna be, like, immature humor, but it's actually, like, Cat in the Hat would kill a man without hesitating. Without hesitating.
I won't argue that it's better than The Grinch.
The Grinch is great. Mm-hmm. Another Jim Carrey classic who can do no wrong. Jim Carrey is the best actor of all time.
Death battle Jim Carrey versus Michael Keaton.
One grunts a lot. Another makes a lot of weird facial expressions.
Which is which?
can you not?
Yeah, I can figure
one founded McDonald's, though.
One of them is Batman. It's literally Batman versus the Riddler.
With a mask. The mask would kill Batman. I forgot how bloody the actual mask graphic novel is.
Yeah, I read it.
He's murdering people. Like, it's very different than the movie.
One time he took someone's skull out of their head and replaced it with a car engine.
Did he get their skull back?
No. Their skull was just on the ground and there was a car engine where their head should be. Huh. Like, the skin was, like, wrapped around the car engine.
That doesn't sound right.
There's something wrong here.
The legendary Doug Walker himself made a video on how graphic the mask comics are.
Doug Walker. Okay. I love...
The nostalgia.
The nostalgia critic. But what's him in that pistol? I never got why he's...
Why does he have a gun?
Like, he's a movie reviewer.
Has he ever used a gun? Any of his sketches, I don't remember him having a gun.
He definitely had a wall of prop gun in the warehouse. Like... Imagine, like, he's getting, like, raided for, like, his meth lab, and the FBI sees, like, a wall of guns, they're like, and he goes to the restaurant, there's props, and, like, spray down Doug Walker.
Someone shoots Doug Walker in the head, but it hits his hat and half falls off his head. Big mistake.
It's like he's like he spins his gun around. And it looks so dumb. He's like blows into it.
They're temporarily blinded by his bald head, giving him the advantage he needs.
Like the SpongeBob movie.
Bald.
Do you see how they
thinning.
Do you see how they announced a third SpongeBob movie?
I thought they announced that, like, 7 years ago.
They did, like, a bit ago, but I forgot.
I thought they announced it as soon as the second one came out.
With Antonio Banderas.
Rocko's Modern Life movie.
Tim Curry said...
You're just nostalgic for a time when you weren't even alive.
I'm honestly not even excited for that. And just because all Nick movies, or almost all Nick movies, are just genuinely bad...
Stop saying Adam Sandler movies are good. You're just nostalgic for a time before you were given up for adoption.
I wonder if they'll actually do Wild Thornberries again, because Tim Curry had the stroke. And it makes me really sad.
The stroke.
A stroke of bad luck. Oh, no, I love that man. I'm really sad. His Palpatine's pretty bad, though. I don't know why they actually cast him. He was when Ian Abercrombie died at Clone Wars. He did like the final 12 episodes of Clone Wars. I don't like his Palpatine.
Tim Curry he voiced the robot in Alien Encounter in Magic Kingdom, before it was Stitch's Great Escape. Tim Curry was the robot.
Oh, he's also in Home Alone 2. He's Dr. Frankenfurter. He's Pennywise. He actually said that he's really excited to see Bill Skarsgård's take on Pennywise. He looks really cool.
That's really neat. You want to hear me recite the words Africa, the lyrics of Africa word for word?
No.
I hear the drums echoing tonight, but she hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. Bum 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 bum.
Stop. I'll even talk about Marvel news, but for Avengers, people are thinking this is for Avengers 4, but I don't think so.
Oh, I don't think so.
Ant-Man's costume, I'm assuming... I mean, it's probably going to be in Avengers 4, but I think it's going to be for Ant-Man the Wasp, right?
It's probably going to be used in Avengers 4.
How many times is this boy going to change suits? He got a new suit for every movie he was in.
I know, like, I get, like, for, like...
So does every hero.
I mean, like, I get for...
Except for the Hulk.
For Civil War, because that suit that Pym was wearing was, like, made in, like, the 80s.
I think even 70s.
Yeah, so, like, that's pretty old, and also to add, like, Giant Man. So, like, I'm wondering, like, what, like, this suit, like, could, like, do. Like, normally, like, there's, like, a reason for, like, adding a new suit, like, for First Avenger.
He gets the Hank Pym abilities of beating his wife.
No, like...
And creating
like,
Ultron.
For example, like, for Captain America... First Avenger to Avengers, like, it's just because, like...
They made him look stupid.
And then...
Wait. What's your favorite Captain America costume?
Either First Avenger or Age of Ultron.
Either First Avenger or his, shield suit from Winter Soldier.
I like, Age of Ultron, yeah. That's what I agree with. I think it looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's not much different. I like... It colors more. If you can give him a vibrant costume, why not Wasp?
Yeah. Like...
Ah, you agree.
Yes.
Actually, no.
Take Photoshop! Photoshop! Photoshop!
That was Photoshop.
Accurate in the first one. In the first Ant-Man.
It's very different.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's very blue.
Then where did it go?
That's it. Like, where's Hulk's coat? Actually, no, he left that in Sokovia. Because he rips off his skin. Never mind, it's not important.
He left it in the...
He rips off his skin.
This is what I am now. It really bothered me because I love the Hawkeye trench coat and he threw it on the ground in Sokovia and popped out his big muscles when I drove the... When he drives the Audi car with Black Widow, that's so bad. I can tell too, but that is so... It's like the worst
it's
product
It's like in the beginning of Batman v Superman when Bruce just like gets into the Jeep or something. And then just, like, starts, like, driving.
He drives the product placement car.
Yeah.
Like, it's
It was literally used in a commercial.
It's just so clearly, like, Scarlett Johansson and a muscly Jeremy Renner just in an Audi on a soundstage driving around.
And
like,
muscly.
Muscly Jeremy Renner. He was really good in Wind River. I think I said that right, but still.
Yes.
He was pretty good. All right. Best rest of all the news. Avengers 4. I got.
I thought we literally just went over Avengers 4.
I mean the boss. Do you think Hank Pym will be abusive in these movies, or do you think they'll kind of just give her that?
Janet, you're back.
Yeah. I don't think so. I think if they don't do Tony Stark alcoholic.
They tried to, but they were too much. Shane Black wanted to, but Disney was too much of a coward.
No, I'm talking Iron Man 2. They kind of did a light version of Demon in the Bottle.
But Shane Black wanted Iron Man 3 to do the full Demon in the Bottle.
Oh.
And Disney would let him because they're cowards.
Yeah.
They're like, no, make Aldrich Killian the Mandarin.
Who is Aldrich Killian?
Who is the Mandarin?
Ben Kingsley.
He's an actor, though. There might be a real Mandarin. We don't know.
There is a real Mandarin. They confirmed it in the Hail to the... What was that called?
Hail to the Scream.
Yeah. Short movie.
They should do more of this. I really like this. Like, I want to see one like Ned, maybe. Mm-hmm. That could be fun. It's like all the current Marvel villains are alive in prison. Like Justin Hammer and Vulture palling around.
Give me a 10-minute movie of Yellowjack just floating through the Quantum Zone. Or whatever that thing is called.
Where Yellow that's right.
Where Yellowjacket, you know what I'm talking about. Yellowjacket gets sent to space hell.
I hope they don't bring him back, and they just save Wasp.
I like his suit, though.
Yeah. Yeah, see, in my memory, I pictured his arms breaking, so I thought he'd die, but then
it kind of, like, just showed him, like, sort of, like, dying.
Being, like, the girl from the ring, kind of, like. Mm-hmm.
But I would honestly be okay if, like, when they brought Janet back, Yellowjacket came back and he's like, huh, I'm back now. And then they just kicked him back in.
I think it would have been funny if instead of they killed off Yellowjacket by, like, just using... And, like, he just, like, turned into, like, a thing of, like, glop on the floor like the one guy did.
Like the lamb.
Yeah, like the lamb.
Dude, imagine how insane, how crazy DC fanboys would go if they killed him by dropping the giant Thomas the Train on him. Like, that's enough Marvel jokes to fuel your entire life.
I mean, that'd be kind of brutal, though. Giant train crushing him.
So is being physically crushed into science hell.
The Doctor Strange realm. See, I don't know if Janet and I and Doctor Strange, but that'd be pretty cool, though. Because, really, also, Miss Marvel is connected to Ant-Man. Do you hear that?
Oh,
like, her powers are connected to the quantum realm, too, or something.
Breaking news
I didn't hear about that.
Breaking news from Kevin Feige. Moments before being shot, Uncle Ben accidentally bumped into Matt Murdock on the street.
I want James Franco to be Uncle Ben. Not Tobey Maguire. Tobey Maguire is an angry old man.
Simon, and your point is?
I think we have to meet Arnold before we die. Actually, before he dies, I'm only talking about he's
if
like
we go, you, the only way you can meet Arnold is if you go to a European gym at 3:34 a.m.
It's like Twin Peaks, a fades in. I'm talking backwards. Is it future or is it past?
He says, let's rock.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on Twin Peaks so far? A little too quiet.
James looks like Ben Stiller. I can't look at him. His chin is too... it's in. His chin is... It's weird. I don't like it. I don't like his face. Every time his resting face is like... I don't like it. He's ugly.
James Hurley. What a legend. Nadine Hurley. Big Ed Hurley. All the Hurleys.
I mean, like...
I don't watch this show.
If I were Laura Palmer, I wouldn't date either of them. Like, you're cheating on Angry Boy for Sad Boy.
He's more emo.
The transition from Man of Steel to Batman v Superman.
Why is every football player named Bobby abusive in media?
Easy guy. This is the... alright, so, what's about for Avengers 4? Here are some photos that I haven't seen yet, but here's the info, though. My friends out there. Whoa, Ric Flair didn't die.
Ric Flair's not dead.
Not dead yet. He hasn't met me. So, Hawkeye and Black Widow were filming. They were in Japan, I believe.
They were in Budapest.
They were in Japan, I believe. They were fighting a known villain and an unknown villain. So, do you have any theories of who that could be? Please let it be Tim Roth back as the Abomination.
It better not be Loki. I swear to God, I'm going to break someone's neck.
Might he be with, like, a common thug? Who could that be, though? Who's still... Justin Hammer?
Common thug?
No.
The Wrecking Crew?
But a known villain from the movies.
Oh, well, I was talking about the unknown villain.
Is this one of the Wrecking Crew? Like
the Wrecker. The Wrecker's the main guy.
But I feel like you'd have him on Asgardian level because he has Asgardian powers.
But this could be like pre-Asgardian powers.
True, true.
Because he gets those from Loki.
I mean, I said Justin Hammer you could do, Tim Roth, the Abomination. Zemo's still in prison.
I don't know if they would send Hawkeye and Black Widow to fight the Abomination.
Maybe he doesn't have powers anymore. Like being up Tim Roth.
Maybe he's just Tim Roth.
Who looks like he has syphilis. Wait, not syphilis. What's the one where you're a shriveled old, a scoliosis? He's like a weak British man with scoliosis.
They push him out of a wheelchair.
Ignore my syphilis,
dude. It could be Killmonger.
What did they use Killmonger?
In Black Panther.
Oh, yeah.
Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, yeah. I had a brain fart there. Oh, yeah.
But who would the unknown villain be?
No, like, one's, like, not, like, a known person. And another one's just, like, actual character that's been in other Marvel movies.
And why are they so pathetic that they can't just tell us who the known villain is if we already know it?
Well, it's, like, Atlanta filming. They wouldn't say. They said the photos... They said they people gotta pay for the photos. I was like,
I'll go to Atlanta and hold Chris Evans' beard hostage until they
tell me who it is. In South Africa. No, don't touch it!
He's in South Africa still. With Michael K. Williams.
Did they send him to purgatory?
I'm in my own hell. Any other Marvel news? I'm looking right now. I thought Tim Curry. I have my notes.
In other news, Tim Curry. Great guy.
A lot of wheelchair. Respect for that man. Rocky Horror Picture Show, one of the greatest films of all time. Okay, let's talk about this then.
Wasn't there a new Legend trailer?
Yeah, shows some more stuff.
Shows Captain Cold being dead.
He's in the trailer, but only in like the past stuff.
I don't even know what... I don't follow the show, but I don't even know what happened. Because Captain Cold is like there, but not there at the same time. And I'm like...
If you're going to bring him back, just bring him back.
Like, I honestly thought Captain Cold was in limbo.
I'll only talk about a thing, but... Like, when the producer said he's going to be a polar opposite Captain Cold of what we've seen.
So it's other like, universe.
It's just going to be Lenny Snart.
But, like, we've seen good Captain Cold. We've seen bad Captain Cold. We've seen in the middle Captain Cold. Like, what other Captain Cold could you do? Like, what would be different?
Now it's just the same thing, except now he's depressed. Now he's just sad. He's really sad.
Maybe he's, like, actually, like... Less snarky, which would just ruin the point of Captain Cold.
More like less
and old.
More like less snarty. Captain Old.
I like the idea of Captain Old. If they are going to cast Captain
less Cold snarky
as another Flash movie, I want to cast Steve Buscemi.
I'm going to ignore that, and I'm going to continue with my joke, which is more snarky, more like more snarty.
Ooh, better screenshot the address.
Oh boy, we're getting an address, boys.
Oh boy. Oh boy! Hey Pluto!
If only there were somewhere you could hide.
I was watching on Netflix. They also have a Three Musketeers movie with Mickey, Goofy, and Pluto. And I don't know why Pluto doesn't stand on two legs. It bothers me a lot.
Why didn't you guys just copy the address?
Shh! Don't you talk to me like that.
So do we have any other news that's not Marvel?
Oh yeah, Paul Bettany. Famed actor as The Vision in Marvel movies, has been cast in Ron Perlman's The Untitled Han Solo film.
Did you say Ron Perlman?
Ron Howard, sorry. Also, Donald Glover wrapped filming recently.
Look, man, I mean, if I can be 100% honest with you,
wait,
I don't care anymore. I
don't care either. I mean, like...
The only thing I've lost care for is the Venom movie.
I'm still okay with that. I'm still ready. I'm still ready.
If Rizal Ahmed joins, that's even better. He's a great actor.
My body is Reggie.
Booty Rook.
And my body is ready.
Bo Collett knows all. I love Frogger. Right. What?
Okay.
You said.
Yeah.
Okay.
Benjamin, get out of view.
I'm cleaning Colossus' head.
But here's the thing. I don't care about the Han Solo movie anymore.
Well,
you lost me.
But Donald Glover's still in it. Like, he lost Michael K. Williams, which is a shame. He said he was a human, like, animal hybrid.
What is this movie?
That would have been cool, but no, but that was from Lord of Miller, though. But now he can't because he's filming with Chris Evans in South Africa.
This movie's going to be 2 hours of Han Solo, Chewbacca, and Lando Calrissian sitting in the canteen going, we're characters that exist within the Star Wars universe. And then that's all they're going to say. And then just stare at the camera.
Donald Glover's going to be great. I'm so excited for him.
He was one of my favorite parts of Spider-Man Homecoming, even though
he was in it for 30 seconds.
Even though he wasn't in Spider-Man Homecoming that much.
All he did was make fun of Spider-Man and then set up Miles Morales. They didn't even let him do any
Prowler things. I got ice cream in this car.
Hey, thank you for saving me.
I am Donald Glover.
He's still going to be. He's going to kill Lando.
He's going to kill Lando!
He's going to kill it as Lando. Sorry, you know what I mean.
He's going to kill Billy Dee Williams.
I mean, but this is actually Paul Bettany and Ron Howard's third film together, as they did A Beautiful Mind, where Paul Bettany was the man who was supposedly Russell Crowe's best friend, but he wasn't.
I watched that movie with Mr. Johnson. I don't remember what happened at all.
Do you remember that guy who he thought was his best friend, like he was fake, and he had like a niece that wasn't real too?
The only...
That's Paul Bettany. He also was in The Da Vinci Code too, so it's a third movie with him.
Da Vinci.
Other Star Wars news. We got Force Friday. I went out with a future guest, probably Leonard Frame.
Leonard.
I got my little 3PO and a little Supreme Leader Snoke, last one. I was very happy about that. I could have gone for a Thrawn 6-inch figure, but I mean...
I thought you said a
Thrawn. They're still selling Constable Zuvio figures for full price.
I'll buy it.
I kind of want one too. But also, for like... I would sort of had him on clearance for like $4. But I would have bought
it. Why are they still selling GTA 5 for full price? Games have been out for 4 years. I don't care anymore.
Because there's still a demand for the game. Whatever, it's a good point. But Porgs were in full effect. I kind of wish I got in Target. I would have wanted to get that 5-foot Porg.
Porgs.
I love Porgs. They're great. I'm going to ride the Porg train until I die a fiery death.
This is just their version. This is just the updated BB-8 train.
Or BB-90 or the Resistance BB unit. There's three different BB-8s now. They're great. I want the little R2 though. R2 is the best droid. You know, 3PO is the best droid. And K3PO, the white one.
So wait, what's the big deal with the R2-D2 thing? Because it's like, you control it.
Stop touching 3PO inappropriately, Jonathan.
Because it's like, you control the R2 with your phone, right?
Yeah.
Big whoop. A lot of things do that.
He can retract his third leg.
Well, now you just gotta take my money.
And he can make
third leg, that's it.
It's high quality, it's LED lights.
I might just pour my money onto George Lucas.
Oh, yeah.
I smoked meats.
Smoked meats and money. I love the film business.
I like to saute my smoked meats with scraps of money.
I also like single noodles.
Table for one, please. I'm George Lucas.
You see that? That video of those, like, reporters, like, I'm fine with reporters, but also, if I was famous, I'd hate them. I understand that. That was just pestering George Lucas, like, why don't you go out there and use this money and make your own? Like, I felt bad. Like, he's just this old man being...
Did he give them money?
And he was like, go out there and make your own movies, and then you can, like
and you can see, interview like, yourselves.
Like, it was something like that, but like just leave this old man alone. He's minus minutes. He's at the lunch.
He's just trying to eat the smoked meat out of his neck.
If I had gone to lunch with my dad's friend, I would have met George Lucas and my whole life would have been made. But I didn't meet George Lucas and my life's a lie.
At least you touched Bruce Campbell. I'm not going to provide any context on that, and that's how I'm going to leave it.
I should have met George Lucas. Alright, I'm good again. I haven't thought about the memory for a while. It's kind of like brought me to a repressed and sad state.
A B-list pro wrestler came into my cousin's ice cream shop a while ago.
Who?
Like a WWE guy. I don't know who it was.
Was it Hulk Hogan?
Yes, it was Hulk Hogan himself.
I met Hulk Hogan too. He was on my plane. And I said, loved you at Rocky 3. And I was like, he was like, 9. And he had a shirt that said, Trump, Hillary, Hogan.
Did you actually say that to him?
Yeah, like, love Rocky 3. That was actually right after he won his whole case against the company that released his...
You can't see no more.
Stop.
No. I just want to wear some glasses. I want to be a glassy boy.
Stop. That's mine. Don't make me suffer. No, but...
You don't need glasses at all.
But that was actually right after he won his case against...
You don't need glasses.
against that company that released his naughty tape.
You aren't blind at all.
Leave
You're
it alone.
You're not blind either.
You're right. That's just because you haven't opened up your third eye.
Leave it alone. Stop. I don't like. Alright.
Did you say
Speaking
Hulk Hogan?
Of woke, I saw Jalen Riggs on the way here.
You shouldn't give out full names.
You just
Jonathan.
Outed that dude's whole name.
It's okay though, we're 53 minutes in, no one's listening still.
It's okay. It's called little thing called editing.
I'm not editing this.
You remember the last time we tried to do that and we deleted the whole episode?
Well, guess what? Now I'm going to start doing some things and then you're going to have to edit it.
I know what
I'll put the 3PO in my mouth, John.
It won't, John. No one's going to listen 15
minutes
in.
Oh, yeah, what if I start cussing?
It won't matter because no one's going to be listening 15 minutes in.
Heck.
Huckleberry Finn.
Do you see the Jiminy, Silent Snake video?
Jiminy Crickets.
Did you see the Green Goblin? Did you see the dubbed video on Silent Snake's thing?
No.
It was like,
stop giving free advertisements.
I love Silent Snake. Hey guys, go ahead and drink some Monster Energy.
I dropped like 20 last drinks today because I don't want it anymore.
Easy. Yeezys.
He's dead.
I'm easy like Sunday morning.
Okay.
Ooh, look at you.
Don't touch me!
Lesson 4. The man I have wanted most, right in front of me, has disobeyed me.
Whoa, how's he growing?
The water rises, Mr. Hot Dog Lady.
I wish they had gone with that take. That was the best one.
Great.
Just remember, you'll always be my little man.
So, Punisher is supposed to come out in November. We're getting Justice League, Punisher, and Thor Ragnarok in November.
Guess which two of those I care about? It's the Marvel properties.
Actually, I kind of care about Justice
so
League.
I'm
interested to see Justice League because, you know, DC heroes coming together
right now.
Over me. That's great.
Yeah, I mean, it should be cool. I'm excited for it. But they haven't...
I'm excited for hometown hero Ray Fisher to say, "Relax, Alfred. I'll take it from here."
Do I know you?
He has impressed me. He's actually, his line of the race been pretty good.
You should probably move.
On the Haddon Heights...
Wait, it's been 5 minutes since you told anybody they should probably move.
On the Haddon Heights School Wikipedia page, he's actually listed as famous alumni. The co-founder of Southwest Airlines went to Heights. I didn't know that. Don't lick your lips at me.
Munch, munch, it's time for lunch.
Ah, okay.
Would you die for me? No, that's too easy.
But
have a laugh now and then. Live for me.
Are you guys excited for Punisher on Netflix starring Johnny Bernthal?
Yes.
Yeah.
They said another hero may appear in it, and it better be
Moon Knight.
Watch that. Watch it. It's gonna be Claire Temple. You'll be like, "Hey, I'm back again."
I mean, Daredevil would be kind of cool, but that'd be most sense. But I thought Moon Knight.
Give us Moon Knight.
Or give me death.
What if it's the Immortal Iron Fist?
Protecting you don't even know it.
Sworn enemy.
Punisher can shoot him, and then we'll be better.
He can grab the bullet with his iron fist.
Apparently Inhumans was bad.
Yeah,
of course it. What did you expect?
I don't know. Maybe for it to be okay.
It was just politics with superheroes.
I think I'm gonna watch it now.
I feel like I have to watch it because I love Black Bolt and I love Triton.
I'll watch it maybe for Lockjaw. It's the only human that I kind of care about.
My favorite Inhumans are Lockjaw, not in this order, but Lockjaw, Black Bolt, Triton, and Karnak.
People think that because there was a lie because Quicksilver wanted to make him and Crystal's baby an Inhuman. And they lied and said that Lockjaw was a human that turned into a dog. And people actually thought that for a while. He's a dog. He was always a dog. Horrifying. He was a man to a giant fat dog that can't talk. And
leave him alone. He's not fat. He's just big boned.
Good boy, TM. I kind of see this guy, a giant dog, and then just like, just crop the image in every scene. It's like a lot bigger.
What if he couldn't teleport and he's kind of trotted around everywhere? They got on his back. He went with them.
Oh, this is like Adventure Time or something like that.
I'd say my favorite Inhumans from best to worst are
I-Train,
Triton, Lockjaw, Black Bolt, Karnak.
What about Maximus the Mad? He's an angry boy TM.
He's literally just playing the same character he did in Game of Thrones.
You watch Game of Thrones?
No, I don't care enough to watch Game of Thrones. But I know who I know Ramsay Bolton, and I know that he's evil crazy guy, and now he's just evil crazy guy, the return.
Gotcha, gotcha. Yeah, I mean, really, they fixed Medusa's hair up a bit, but still, I don't care.
At all. Did they fix Medusa's square face?
Hey, she's probably a very nice person.
Did they fix,
Your face, Simon? Ooh, got him.
Intercepted!
No, I got majority of it. I got a solid, like, 85% of that.
Hand.
Sworn enemy of the hand!
Hand. Alright, before we end this here,
I'm the more alive, bitch!
Before we end this, do a quick little review on Netflix's Death Note.
Ow! The Edge!
It was mediocre at best.
I cut myself on that edge.
I think I liked it a little more because I liked Willem Dafoe's voice. He's a very good voice.
Shall we begin?
This is even more proof that Willem Dafoe should have been the Joker.
This is the same voice that I use for George Lucas and Jared Leto.
He's playing Aquaman's advisor.
Vulko.
Why would they do that?
Shall we begin? This is the same accent I use for George Lucas and Jared Leto.
Okay.
I guess. How do you feel about the whitewashing in Death Note? I mean, I'm glad. I wouldn't say I'm glad, but I'm kind of impressed that they went full force with it. It's not like they just whitewashed one character, but they got all of them. But
I give it more of a break than Ghost in the Shell. Ghost in the Shell only takes place in Japan.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Soap doesn't. And
they had an excuse to rectify that, because I forget what the whole thing was, but, like, basically, Scarlett Johansson's character was, like, the
original Japanese girl. Like, yeah. What is Japanese
so, like,
girl
that was your chance to fix it, and say, like, hey, she is Japanese, but then you blew that, too.
Yeah, I mean, it works better than Ghost in the Shell in that respect, but still, they should have got a Japanese cast. Like what's the damage?
It cracks me up that they went from Light Yagami to Light Turner.
Yeah, it's kind of a big jump. Whatever, I feel like if I'd seen the original anime, then I probably would have disliked it.
It was like more. Misa Sutton to Mia Sutton. Yeah, that's subtle. Light Yagami, Light Turner. Like, do you understand that? Do you understand the storm of Fairly Odd Parents memes that you've created? Butch Hartman himself is gonna get in on this.
Drake Bell, A Fairly Odd Parent's Christmas.
Sorry, Willem Dafoe is Ryuk.
Well, I think that's pretty much about all. So, thank you everyone for listening to the Red Delicious Boys episode 2. I'm joined by John and Simon.
Yeah!
You boys
I'm the hype man!
Do you boys have any closing notes?
You gotta drink some gasoline.
Bill Skarsgård looks like an eel.